Randall?
Never again, again.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we are in section 36 of Parashat Noach from the Zohar, from the Sulam commentary. Our first verse will be verse 297, and I will start with L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidfi L'Ruchinu, Ruchinu, Ruchi L'Ruchinu, Le'akda, L'Shem, Yudhe Bavavhe, V'Yichuda, Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Konenehu. Dav Kan Da Beda Bilat Alun Bidlat Mi Goy Tilat Nafka Had Berit Bedavka Bivriya Bivrit Idavarat Ruach Vesalka Midavarat Minea Tadit Yahivat Bitrain Sitrin Vesalka Midavadrat Minea Tadit Yahivat Bitrain Sitrin Ita bekurucha, berucha, umitavran, mitla, bedin, benoach, teva, nachtu, minaihu, pilata, kegavna, ditlata, ila, in, silen, inun, benoachku, Migoy tevuta Shem v'cham v'yafet Shem Tvi star yamina cham Tvi star samala Yafet argivavna dekalelon. They cling to each other. Zeronpin clings to Bina. And then all three enter into the other three. The three columns of Bina enter and become the three columns of Zeronpin. From the three columns of Zeronpin, one goes forth. This one is the covenant, Yesod, and the female principle is attached to the covenant. And afterward, the rising spirit, which is the spirit of the left column, leaves him, and the female principle is impregnated by him. This means that the left column leaves Zeronpin and is passed on to the female principle. Afterward, when the female principle receives the two columns of Zeronpin, when she receives the chasadim of the right, and she and Zeronpin are attached spirit to spirit, the female principle becomes pregnant with three sons. Then, from Noah and the ark, three sons emerge. These sons who emerge from the ark, Shem, Ham, and Yafet, were similar to the supernal three columns. Shem was the right one, Ham the left one, and Yafet the central one, whose color is purple, and which includes the other two. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Hanok, I just came on.
Is it
this is Hannah.
We're on just finished the reading of the Aramaic and the English of verse 297. So
right.
If you want to take a minute to read it.
Well, I did. I got in when you got to the English.
Okay.
I see it. You know, it's a movement and unification of the Sephirot. And then when that unification takes place, it seems that they relate it to Noah and the Ark. That's kind of what I see, which is more summary, not in detail.
It's quite more expansive than that, as you indicated. You have Bina saying, in this verse, Bina is being said to have three columns by herself. Essentially, she is giving birth to three columns. Those three columns in Bina move into Zeranpin. But then only one column moves into Malchut. And that column initially is the left column, but it has to go through Yesod. Then there is a process within Malchut where the other two columns come down. That's what's being explained. And it's rather confusing. Because why do you come down with only one column initially, and that is the left column?
Hello?
Yes, Martha.
This reminds me of the reunification of the Sephirot, like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which formed the three columns. And since the world was destroyed and it started over with Noah, that the foundation stone back on its right position, that it was unifying those three columns again, starting with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
But Noah was before Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. There was Adam. There was Cain and Abel. Those were the three columns.
All right.
Now, somehow, those three columns became Zeranpin.
Well,
Bina gave birth to the three, Abraham,
Adam.
Adam and Cain and Abel. Then they grew into Malchut, which could only come through the Yesod, because there's only one line from Yesod to Malchut. If you look at the Tree of Life, there's not Netzach and Hod do not connect directly to Malchut. They have to go through Yesod. So that's explaining that the left column came down. Now, why did the left column only come down? Using the metaphor that we just used, Adam, Cain, and Abel. Abel was the right column, and he was killed. So there was no right column initially. There was only Cain, the left column. And there was Adam, but he was also... He never came down to the Malchut. Because he started at the Malchut. So that's why the left column was what was fed into Malchut. And Yesod and Malchut are always in unity, or they were, at that time, they were in unity.
Okay. All right,
but then when Malchut rose into Zeranpin, the other two columns were there, and they went into Malchut. So now Malchut has the three columns, which are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or the three sons of Noah.
Okay.
Before Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Right.
So hopefully that's a little bit clearer. But it's still, it's a very confusing esoteric description.
I guess because, you know, the right column couldn't come down because there was no there was no seed from Abel for it to develop into another channel, I assume.
Correct.
This one's a little, you know, so it couldn't come down. It really actually just stopped with Abel since he was, you know, killed by Cain.
Right. And to our knowledge, he never had children.
Right.
So Adam was, when Adam had the third son, which was Seth, that was Zeranpin again. And he developed the three columns.
Yeah.
Cain was still in the left column, had already been in Malchut. And Seth began to have children representing the right and the central columns.
Well. Well, we're expanding. We're expanding the thought pattern here.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite follow that.
Nothing.
Should I go on to another verse, or should we continue to talk about this?
Do you have more to add, Hanok? Do we need to ask different questions?
I would be. Well, if in the middle of the verse, it says, afterward, the rising spirit, which is the spirit of the left column, leaves him, Zeranpin, and the female principle is impregnated by him. Okay, the female principle is Malchut. But what is the rising spirit? It's Zeranpin going back up into Bina.
So,
but
was it
as
that?
As Zeranpin goes back into Bina, the left column of Zeranpin doesn't go with it. And as the female principle rises along with Zeranpin, the female principle becomes impregnated by the left column. And then when the Zeranpin comes back down, and the female principle comes back down, in that process she receives the other two columns. She destruction of Zeron Pin and Malchut, when all three columns are present and fully developed. And that's when the three sons can come out of the ark. The ark is a metaphor for the Zeron Pin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a metaphor for Zeron Pin within Bina.
Got it. So it's like a rebirth, basically.
I wouldn't use that term, but I understand what you mean.
Purification. I'm not sure what term to use. I see it as a mother birthing children.
And that is Bina. She births Zeron Pin and Malchut, but they're back to back, essentially, and then they get turned side to side. Zeron Pin does not birth.
No, but Bina does.
And,
right.
But Bina is the birthing method.
Right.
But Bina essentially births the five Sephirot of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sixth Sephirah gets formed when Zeron Pin rises again. Mm-hmm. He goes back into the womb, so to speak. Have you ever heard of a birth where the baby came half out and then goes back up? I've heard stories about it.
It's not
something, obviously, I experienced. So that's what we're describing. It's something that needs to be thought about, contemplated. So verse 298. V'cham hu avi kena'an zu hama didachava techot kastifin itaruta derucha misava denachash Kadma Augin Kach Rishim Va'amar Vicham Hu Avi Kina Andiate Livatin Al Alma Ahu Kina Andi Itlatya Ahu Kina Andi Achshich Ante Berian. And Ham is the father of Canaan. Canaan is the filth under the refuse of gold, namely that which settles at the bottom of the pot during the melting of the gold. And he is also the arousal of the ancient serpent spirit of impurity. Ham is the left column, which is the secret of the gold. And Canaan, who represents the ancient serpent, is his refuse. This is why the verse specifically reads, and Ham is the father of Canaan, the same Canaan who brought curses on the world, the same Canaan who was himself cursed, and who darkened the faces of the creatures, In other words, he is the serpent who seduced Eve and brought curses on the world, and who was cursed himself and darkened the faces of creatures by bringing death upon them. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I've never heard it was Ham. It actually specifies who it was that seduced Eve. I don't know if I've ever heard that before. We only always heard serpent.
You only heard who?
That the serpent seduced Eve. I've never heard it was Ham that came.
But that was in the Garden of Eden.
Right.
Now they've been kicked out of the Garden of Eden, and they've gone through the 10 generations, and Noah is now in the world.
Right.
And so who is the metaphorical serpent in the physical world? The Garden of Eden is not the physical world. It's above the physical world.
Okay.
This verse is bringing it down. This verse is explaining how the impurities came through the three sons. The three sons of Noah, and Ham was the impurity. That's what it's explaining. Because the serpent seduced Eve means they had sexual intercourse.
Right.
And he injected her with impurity. Now, Noah comes down. Noah represents Zeron Pin. He's considered righteous again, right? He's become a tzaddik. He represents Yesod of Zeron Pin. So where did that impurity flow into the physical world? It flowed through Ham.
Right.
So there's no, it's not, I understand you never heard it before because you never read the Zohar, and I've never read the Zohar before. But ultimately, this is the issue. How does the impurity come into the world? We learned from Abraham that he had Ishmael first, and that represented the impurity that he had to expel from he and Sarah. And then he could have Isaac. Now, one way of looking at it is you have these three sons of Noah, and you have the two sons of Abraham, and Abraham himself. So you have six names, six people, but they are chariots for different aspects of Zeron Pin.
Mm-hmm.
And the different aspects are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod.
Mm-hmm.
And this verse is explaining some of them, not all of them. Thank you. So I can tell everything is as clear as mud, correct?
Yeah. I'm just trying to put, I guess I need to put timelines. I need to really write this down and visualize it. Because we jump from spiritual to physical quickly.
From spiritual to physical, but also the physical rises back up.
Right, right.
You have to kind of follow it through.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not get it until you get through the rest of the verses in this section. Because there's additional information in verse 299, 300, and so forth.
Mm.
So I would start the timeline and start the understanding, but you really won't have it complete until we finish the section.
Right.
And that's why we say we need to go over the Zohar the first time without understanding it, just to get the information and get it sequenced. And then eventually you go back a second or a third or a 101st time to really begin to understand it. So I'm out of time. Tonight, at 7 o'clock, we'll count the Omer and also do the Rosh Chodesh connection at the 7 o'clock West Coast time class. So I bid you all shalom. Shalom gadol. You have a good evening. Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov. Thank you. Thank you. Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.